places, entrepreneurship has a completely new face. The new practices are emerging murkily and by trial and error. This messiness should not deter leaders. There's too much at stake. Governments need to exploit all available experience and commit to ongoing experimentation. They must follow an incomplete and ever-changing set of prescriptions and relentlessly review and refine them. The alternatives, taking decades to devise a model set of guidelines, acting randomly, or doing nothing, all are unacceptable. But the government cannot do everything on its own. The private and nonprofit sectors, too, must shoulder some responsibility. In numerous instances, corporate executives, family business owners, universities, professional organizations, foundations, labor organizations, financiers, and of course, entrepreneurs themselves have initiated and even financed entrepreneurship education, conferences, research, and policy advocacy. As we shall show later in this article, sometimes private initiative makes it easier for governments to act more quickly and effectively, and all stakeholders, government and otherwise, should take every chance to show real leadership. To make progress, leaders need practical, if imperfect, maps and navigational guidelines. From what we know from both research and practice, here's what seems to actually work in stimulating thriving entrepreneurship ecosystems. 9 prescriptions for creating an entrepreneurship ecosystem. The entrepreneurship ecosystem consists of a set of individual elements, such as leadership, culture, capital markets, and open-minded customers, that combine in complex ways. In isolation, each is conducive to entrepreneurship, but insufficient to sustain it. That's where many governmental efforts go wrong. They address only 1 or 2 elements. Together, however, these elements turbocharge venture creation and growth. When integrating them into 1 holistic system, government leaders should focus on these 9 key principles. 1. Stop emulating Silicon Valley. The nearly universal ambition of becoming another Silicon Valley sets governments up for frustration and failure. There is little argument that Silicon Valley is the gold standard entrepreneurship ecosystem, home to game-changing giants such as Intel, Oracle, Google, eBay, and Apple. The Valley has it all: technology, money, talent, a critical mass of ventures, and a culture that encourages collaborative innovation and tolerates failure. So it is understandable when public leaders throughout the world point to California and say, "I want that." Yet Valley envy is a poor guide for 3 reasons. 1 is that, ironically, even Silicon Valley could not become itself today if it tried. Its ecosystem evolved under a unique set of circumstances: a strong local aerospace industry, the open California culture, Stanford University's supportive relationships with industry, a motherlode of invention from Fairchild Semiconductor, a liberal immigration policy toward doctoral students, and pure luck, among other things. All those factors set off a chaotic evolution that defies definitive determination of cause and effect. Further, Silicon Valley is fed by an overabundance of technology and technical expertise. Developing knowledge-based industry, the mantra of governments everywhere, is an admirable aspiration, but achieving it requires a massive generation-long investment in education, as well as the ability to develop world-class intellectual property. On top of that, a knowledge industry demands an enormous technology pipeline and scrap pile. Consider that top venture capitalists invest in at best 1% of the technology-based businesses they look at, and a significant proportion of that select group fails. A third limit is that although Silicon Valley sounds as if it's a place that breeds local ventures, in reality, it's as much a powerful magnet for ready-made entrepreneurs who flock there from around the globe, often forming their own ethnic subcultures and organizations in what Gordon Moore, one of the Valley's graybeards, calls an industry of transplants. And difficult as it is to foster an ecosystem that encourages current inhabitants to make the entrepreneurial choice and then succeed at it, it is even harder to create an entrepreneur's mecca. 2. Shape the ecosystem around local conditions. If not Silicon Valley, then what entrepreneurial vision should government leaders aspire to? The most difficult yet crucial thing for a government is to tailor the suit to fit its own local entrepreneurship dimensions, style, and climate.